welcome to Train the Game Radio. I'm Mark Kington.
Hey, I'm Chris Ledger. I'm on the Train to Game Designer course, and I live in Cheltenham, Gloucestershire.
What's your story? What are the past experiences that have shaped your life to who you are today?
The Train to Game Design course, even in its early stages, did. Managed to do a few portfolio pieces of high concept documents and other working style documents. Managed to show that to a small iPhone developer, and my first project that I worked on was licensed. The second one was the Game Jam in 2011, which was hosted by Train to Game and Epic Games. I was chosen as an individual to make the fourth team to go on to make something Unreal Live, where we worked on a project which used the Fighting Fantasy license. The company, Derp Studios, which was the Gadget Show Live team, just released their first title, Dire Consequences, on the iOS store.
Tell us a bit about the game.
The game, it's a first-person action game. Well, it's a wave game for iOS, and you can buy optional spells. The more enemies you defeat, you get souls, so you can spend souls to get spells to help you go through the waves. And that's the gist of it, really. I nicknamed it at one point Horde with Swords, because it reminded me of the... Well, it's a wave mode like Gears, so it's like, yeah, it's Horde with Swords. It's the best way to describe it.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it, I think. So, is this work for you now? Is this what you do for a job?
I did make Derp Studios a limited company in, I guess, around April time, just after Gadget Show Live, I think. We are planning to go ahead and make it a business and earn a bit of money from it, which will be nice, even though it's still kind of like a hobby, it feels. But yeah, we do want to make money out of it as well.
How did you get that to happen?
I don't know, there's websites you can actually go through to register as a company, and it doesn't actually cost a lot. It can build up over time, like, because you've got to get all the documents. I used a website called thecompanywarehouse.co.uk, which was quite good. I actually signed the company up for £1, but you've got to pay for other things, so they help you with documents and things, because there's loads to do to set up a company, more than you'd ever imagine.
Do you think Derp Studios will enter the power-up competition by Microsoft? And if you do, do you have any early game ideas yet?
We would like to try that. We have been discussing it, so I can't really say for certain if we'll go ahead and do that. I know we do want to make a second project, so that will start quite soon.
One thing that I have always wondered is, why did you end up calling the studio Derp Studios?
Explaining this again. People usually ask that. In the early stages, we didn't know what to call ourselves, and we were unnamed for a while. It was because we were all quite new to making games. We kept making mistakes, and we just thought, oh, that's a derp mistake, or just the most common phrase for making a mistake was, ah, derp. So it just kind of went from there.
What's your reason for getting into the gaming industry, and how do you think it's going to change your life?
Well, it's changed my life already, but I've always wanted to be in the gaming industry ever since I was like 8 or something. I just wanted to give something back, really, to the gaming community and actually live out the dream of actually becoming a designer that I've had since a very early age.
How is Dire Consequences doing on the iOS App Store?
Better than I thought it would do, to be honest. Yeah. I forget how big the iOS market is, but we shoved it out there, and we obviously were over the moon when it was actually on sale. We had some quite good reviews. I think our average rating is 2 stars, but I was like, oh, well, we are quite novice still, and it is still quite buggy. So people have just been pointing it out, issues that they'd like to see resolved and how we can improve it, which is absolutely great, hearing feedback from a customer audience that have actually played it and experienced it. So that's proven quite valuable. I think in the first week we've had like 3,000 downloads.
Yeah, that's excellent. Thank you very much for your time, Chris.
No problem.
For more information, www.trainetogame.com.